Start your day the Torahway, Northwest London, Sunday, 14th of Cheshvan, 29th of October, Rabbi Aaron Hirsch, Shlita. What is Yishmoel? This week's Torahway has been sponsored lichvud Simchas Anasun of Yecheskel Weinberg and Lee Below, which will take place on the 18th of Cheshvan. Yirotzen Shivan Abayis Neimon B'Yisrael L'Shem V'Litzilo.
So at the end of last week's parasha in Lech Lecha, when Avraham Avinu is informed that he will have a child and that child should be called Yitzchok, he says, Lu yichye Yishmael lefanecha. Halavai that Yishmael should live. And we need to understand that in what he is saying, he is expressing the fact that Yishmael has a value that would grant him arichas yomim and arichas hadoros. In other words, when Avraham Avinu is saying lu yichye Yishmael, he is seeing in Yishmael something which connects to Nitzchias. We don't find that with Esav, because Yishmael indeed does have koiches in three different areas, and they have a very real outcome, even though they are being done l'ra. Even though Yishmael, definitely nowadays, is using those three areas in ways that the outcome is negative. But a koyach is a koyach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with certain axioms. And we see that in the physical world. There is a power called gravity. If I let go of an object, it will fall to the ground at exactly the same speed anywhere in the world. And it will fall even if I express tremendous regret while that fall is taking place. It is axiomatic, it's a law. And if that is the case in the physical world, then kal vachomer in the Olam Haruchni. And we know that during the Sheshes Yimei HaMaaseh, the word Elohim is used to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because these are the laws. Din we normally translate in terms of judgment, but it also means the laws. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a set of laws. And therefore, they can be used even negatively. Beis HaLevi famously expresses the three levels of Torah that exist and says that on one level, the basic level, Yogatov lo matzosa al tamin. If somebody puts effort into acquiring Torah, anybody, somebody who's completely not royu lekach, at a basic level, they will acquire Torah. Because it was given in a midbar. It's open to anyone. Similarly, we find in the parish of the Deir HaFloga that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to intervene and scatter them pen yivotzer, in case their plans come to fruition. What were their plans? Their plans were quite openly to fight HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to intervene, has to make something new happen. Why? Because they were sofa achas udvorim achodim. They had a koyach called achdus. It's a koyach. It garners an outcome in the Olam Haruchni. The Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer says on the words of Bilam in Parshas Balak, Oy mi yichye mi sumoy keil. Woe to us. Will we be able to overcome, to live through the doros of this individual of sumoy keil? That the word keil has been placed in his name. and explains the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer that there are only two of all the nations in the world that have HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name allied to theirs, Yishmael and Yisrael. Will we be able to overcome that which exists because of the koyach that is inherent in that name? And their koyach expresses itself in its origins and in today's world in three different areas. In tefillah, in bris milah, and in what you might call mesiras nefesh. And because their schar is in olam hazeh, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to delay it for the ultimate reward in achris hayomim, there is a payday that they are being given. However, as the Rambam points out, in all that they do, clearly there is a tzad doifi. There is something that is lacking in their shlemus, either in the intent or in the maisa itself. In tefillah, in milah, and in mesiras nefesh. The easiest and clearest way to see it is in milah, where they only do the act of the cutting of milah, but not of priah. It is deficient, and that is true for the other two areas as well. And therefore, the way we overcome it is by ensuring that our approach in these three areas is betahara, has a purity, has a kavana to it, and that is the way to be able to fight Yishmael. And to understand how far Yishmael is connected to the concept of tefillah, we only need to see the Gemara in Brachos Daf Nun Vav, which says, Horoye Yishmael b'chaloim, tefilosei nishma'as. And the Gemara goes on to say, I don't mean Tio ba'alma, any Arab. I mean Yishmael ben Avraham. He represents tefilosei nishmas, that a person's prayers are accepted. However, Yishmael is not the same type of threat as exists through Edom. At this moment in time, they exist in parallel. They are both extant when the Western world denies Emes, turns on us with what they know is Sheker, and especially at the highest level of academia and education, when they deny the obvious and speak that which is openly Sheker, they are espousing what Edom does, because the very basis of Edom is either that there is, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not one Chas V'Shalom, that there's a multiplicity of gods, that there's paganism, or that he is God. This individual, a human being, he became God. One of those two. And the sheker therein is the threat of Edom. With Yishmael, it comes from a different place. He is called, as we saw, Pere Odom. He is Odom. There is a human form to him, but he's Pere, which means wild, untamed. What's interesting, as the Maril Diskin points out, is that if it meant a wild person, it should have said Odom Pere. The noun should have come first. But here the noun is second. Therefore, Pere must actually be the noun. Pere is his essence. Odom is the tzura, is the form that he takes on. But Yishmael can change. We find